This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While Democrats and Republicans in Congress try to hash out, well, they are hashing out a bunch of stuff, as we all know. But the big on our beat is that $1.9 trillion relief bill that President Biden's looking for. While they try to work on that, meanwhile, down at the White House, executive orders, actions, and memoranda are still the order of the day. The latest today, an order that then-candidate Biden promised before the election, ordering the federal government to buy American. Flash yourself back 4 years, could have said the same sentence, just replacing Biden with Trump, which is to say this is a real popular policy. Thing is, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports to get us going, it is not so easy to get done.
There have been laws and rules on the books for decades mandating the federal government buy American. And mostly it is, says Scott Miller at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The federal government buys about $600 billion a year worth of goods and services. Of that $600 billion, only 5% is not American-made now.
The government can ask for a waiver if American-made products are too expensive. Also, what counts as American-made? Government rules and trade agreements set thresholds for just how much of an item has to be made in the U.S. for it to be considered American. Lena Mosley is a professor of politics and international affairs at Princeton and says the Biden administration is making it harder to get around existing rules and saying,
there are too many loopholes and it's too easy to get a waiver. So we're going to tighten what counts as an American product. We're going to require more of a product's components to be U.S. made.
Those details matter a lot to U.S. industries that struggle to compete with global suppliers. Kevin Dempsey runs the American Iron and Steel Institute.
You need to be thinking about that entire supply chain and moving more of it back to the United States rather than just moving the last point of final assembly back to the U.S.
The Biden administration says it wants to incentivize manufacturers to do just that with the lure of more government contracts. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.